This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The pandemic is reshaping the world economy and international relations. Strains are especially evident in Britain. The UK had been forging closer economic links with China, but could the current crisis spell the end of what a former British finance minister called a golden era in Anglo-Chinese relations? From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The British government is furious about many aspects of China's behaviour over COVID-19, but what's angered ministers the most is Beijing's failure to report the outbreak early enough to stop it spiralling into a pandemic. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said at a news conference that Sino-British relations have suffered.
We can't have business as usual after this crisis, and we'll have to ask the hard questions about how it came about and how it couldn't have been stopped earlier.
Britain does much less business with China than do the US, Germany or Australia. Nevertheless, says Rana Mitter, director of Oxford University's China Centre, Beijing and London had been getting closer.
For the last few years, the relationship between Britain and China has actually been quite warm in various ways.
The Brits have agreed to allow the Chinese telecom giant Huawei to build some parts of the UK's new 5G network, and they've already let China invest in Britain's nuclear power industry.
That enables China to go around the world elsewhere saying, why don't you team up with us? Because the Brits have done it and they seem to find it fine.
Critics of both deals say now is the time to pull the plug. They say the incompetence and deceit of the Chinese Communist Party over the coronavirus show it cannot be trusted. Matthew Henderson is a former diplomat and now with the pro-democracy think tank, the Henry Jackson Society.
If something goes wrong with the nuclear industry, what sort of trouble are you in? If something goes wrong with Huawei, suddenly our 5G network collapses. We cannot afford to let this happen.
He says it was always mad to cozy up to a regime whose long-term goal is to undermine and supplant Western-style democracy and the rule of law. Britain, he says, must pull back from Beijing.
If we do not, how can our allies see us as anything other than flawed and craven and captured?
But scrapping the nuclear deal and rebuffing Huawei could be immensely expensive for an economically battered Britain, especially as it severs its ties with the European Union and needs all the new trading partners it can get. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.